Chapter 6. Staring out across Fellowship Plaza, Wynne Dorvin saw little evidence that war had come to Coruscant. Pedestrians still wandered through the walking garden, inhaling the sweet scent of Lysandes and Blartree blossoms. Tourists still lingered at their tables in Wenba's court, enjoying a leisurely lunch in the shadow of the Jedi Temple. Children continued to float in the air above Mungo Park, laughing and squealing as they turned somersaults above the giant Negrav trampoline. Everywhere he looked, beings were out enjoying themselves, blissfully ignorant of the hundreds of little battles secretly raging in every corner of the planet. And Wynne intended to keep it that way, provided, of course, he could convince his beloved Queen of the Stars that letting her capital world slip into open warfare would not win the hearts of her subjects. Without looking from the window, the beloved Queen said,
"I do not like all these Jedi on my planet."
To everyone else, she appeared to be Roki Ken, an elegant Jassar female dressed in a formal white gown. But Wynne saw her in her true form. To him, she was Abeloth, a tentacle-armed monster with eyes as tiny as stars and a mouth so broad it could swallow a human head. The beloved queen turned away from the window, facing a tall Kashyyyri woman with dark lilac skin, almost as blue as Roki Ken's.
"How many of the creatures have infested us, Lady Coralai?"
A glimmer of fear showed in Coralai's long, oval eyes.
"That is difficult to say, beloved queen," she said. "The Jedi attack us everywhere, and yet we have not been able to find them anywhere."
"Because you are on their world, Lady Coralai," Wynne forced himself to meet his torturer's gaze as he spoke, then could not quite suppress a shudder as he turned to address the beloved queen herself. "There can be a few hundred warriors at most. The whole Jedi Order numbers barely more than 1,000, and that includes the students they removed from beneath the Lost Tribe's guard at Ossus." The beloved queen's tentacle arms rippled with her displeasure.
"And yet they have slain how many Sith, Lady Coralai?"
"Less than 1,000, beloved queen."
As Coralai spoke, her gaze remained fixed on Wynne.
"The number remains uncertain, but near enough to call it 1,000.
The beloved queen clarified. When Coralai nodded, she continued.
"Still, that leaves you with 5,000 Sith. I would think that would be enough to clear the problem by dawn tomorrow."
The beloved queen's words were, of course, less a question than an order. But that did not stop Coralai from dropping her chin in shame.
"That I cannot do, beloved queen."
"You cannot?"
Her voice turned sharp as a Sith Shakar.
"I fail to see the problem."
"The Jedi have intelligence on us."
Coralai raised her chin again.
"They know our secret identities, and we know nothing of them. It gives them a permanent advantage of surprise."
"And you have done nothing to nullify that advantage?"
the beloved queen asked.
"Surely you have captured one